weeks ago, Niall Hatch, you were on with Joe Duffy talking about cats and birds.
I was, yes. I was on to speak about the problems that cats can pose to birds, particularly in the nesting season when the parents are in the nests, of course, and they're vulnerable, but even more so the eggs and especially the chicks are very vulnerable when they're making their first appearance into the world, and they're not very smart when it comes to predators. Now, it's very hard to know exactly how many birds are killed and injured by cats in Ireland each year because there's absolutely no data on it. We don't even fully know how many cats there are in Ireland. I've seen estimates of anywhere between 500,000 and 1 million cats in Ireland, if you combine the ones that are kept as pets and then the feral cats that live in a wild or semi-wild state, which have kittens and that reproduce and behave very much like wild animals. We know, however, that they must be having a very large impact on many different species of bird because they are quite indiscriminate in the way that they kill. And of course, that many of these birds, or indeed all of these birds in Ireland, never evolves with a predator like a cat on this island. It's not a native species to Ireland, so there are problems there. Now, I must admit, I'm very fond of cats myself. I'm not anti-cat, but I would urge cat owners, where possible, to keep your cats indoors during the nesting season, especially early in the morning and late in the evening when birds are most vulnerable. But it's important to please try and minimise the impact on birds in your garden and neighbours' gardens and in wider spaces. Because, of course, if a bird is killed, if one of the parent birds is killed, it's not just that bird that dies. It's a very good chance that all of its brood back in the nest will also die because it'll have one parent less trying to find food for them, and it makes it very, very hard for them to survive. We know that there's more studies have been done in the UK, but again, the numbers there vary wildly. I've seen estimates of anything between 27 million and 400 million birds killed by cats annually in the UK. Now, that's obviously a huge range. 27 million to 400 million is a massive difference, but what is clear, it's still an enormous number of birds. And when you couple that with other pressures such as climate change and habitat destruction and disturbance and lack of food and pollution and all of these things, there's so many things ranged against our birds that I think, you know, we all need to do our bit to try and make life easier for them.
Well, one of our listeners got in touch to say that he was having a problem with cats and birds, so we dispatched, well, I mean, we sent out, should I say, our own Terry Flanagan to find out more. Let's talk to Terry now, who's at his home in Dublin 15. Hello, Terence. I believe it's not looking great for birds when it comes to cats.
No, Derek, I'm afraid it's not. We got an email in from Damien Martin. Damien's a regular listener to the programme and he lives just outside Clonmel and he's got this big garden. And up to recently, he had large numbers of birds coming in, feeding and nesting in the garden. In fact, he told me that he had 17 species nesting in the garden. I thought that was a huge number of birds, but when I saw the garden, I could understand why. However, things have changed and recently his dog died. And since then, he's been inundated with feral cats. And Derek, you know what that can lead to.
Bad news for birds.
Well, yes, it leads to a drop in wild birds in the garden. Not just the visiting birds, but also the nesting birds. In fact, a number of species, like long-tailed tits, he told me, have disappeared completely. And last week, I headed off to County Tipperary to meet him and take a stroll in his garden.
Hi, Terry. Well, here we are, just outside the poly tunnel.
Now, it is a large garden. Give us an idea of the size.
The garden is probably about 3/4 acre, and it is divided essentially into, let's call it a play area, and the cultivated area, which includes all kinds of trees.
And of course, then you also have a great variety of birds.
As the habitat, number one, I feel that was probably the most important thing for the birds, and also the large offering of different grub between insect life and the various fruits that were available, such as small fruits, raspberries and currants, and other things that we would cultivate. And also the fact that perhaps one of the things that was very influential in having a large population of birds here is that we always had a dog. And I think the dog always kept the current problem at bay, which is the cats. And as I said, we always had a dog up until the beginning of the lockdown and the pandemic when we were away on a vacation. And just while our second day away in the vacation, we got news that our dog had passed away.
And I presume the dog was keeping the cats out of the garden.
Undoubtedly. The dog did not like cats, and if a cat arrived, he would run them out of the place in no uncertain terms.
And how serious is the cat problem here now?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, last springtime, it was very serious, very serious. In the past, we always had a cat ourselves. I consider cats important, particularly in rural or even semi-rural locations to control rodents, and I would value them very much for that. But they're also natural hunters, ferocious hunters, real stealth hunters. And I work in an area in the house which allows me visibility of a decent amount of activity outside, particularly our entranceway. And I became aware of the fact that there were a lot of visiting cats. At one particular time, over a short space of time, I was able to count 6 different cats coming and patrolling the place, hunting in the place. And this happened, it definitely happened very particularly during the fledging time of young birds, of nesting birds, back in April and May 2022. And I was really shocked at the fact that one particular cat, now I didn't see all the cats and what all of them did or each of them did, but in 1 2-week period, one cat I saw passing by the window, and I'll show you where I was able to view this, Terry, in a bit, passing by the window on 5 separate occasions with a bird in his mouth. Now I said to myself, if one cat can take 5 birds in 2 weeks, what are 5 or 6 cats doing in a number of months?
And how many cats would you have here in the garden?
It's impossible to say. There are no resident cats here, not that I'm aware of. The cats arrive and they go. I don't know where they come from. I don't know where they go to. It's very difficult the place, as you can see, is very open to the outside. It's not walled all around. So the cats will arrive and they'll disappear. You can't keep cats out. It's impossible. They're excellent jumpers. They're excellent climbers if they want to get in. I've seen them on top of walls and seen them on top of roofs, watching things, trying to get at jackdaws who nest in the roofs, looking at swallows' nests under the roofs. They are very, very adept hunters, and they will hunt anything that moves.
Looking around the garden too, it is very, very big. It's very, very open. There's some walls in it. There's some hedgerows and that. It is very easy for cats to get in.
It would be impossible to keep cats out of this property. Impossible.
Have you tried anything to try and get them out?
I did read somewhere where placing a couple of mirrors where cats will see reflections of a cat and think it's another cat, that will operate as a deterrent. Very difficult to say if that had any impact, let alone a significant impact. At this time of the year, in springtime, the birds that are around are all mature birds. They're able to fly. Even though they come to the feeders, they've lived a bit. They're a little bit cat-wise, I would think, and the cat isn't getting any. The cats are getting few or any birds at this time of the year, as far as I can see. The big issue arises when the nestlings are coming out, and they are very vulnerable at that stage, and the cats probably know that. There is another aspect to my thinking in a lot of these areas, and that is that man is at the top of the heap. We're the most dominant species on the planet, and I think we have so changed the environment that we live in and that the other creatures live in as a result, that we owe it to a lot of these wild creatures to kind of manage things, actively manage things. And I mean control numbers in particular, perhaps provide special conditions for certain creatures so that they can survive. As a species, we have to have that debate, and we have to be very active in managing the environment. I mentioned the cats here moving in. I mean, some of the species that were here that I used to really value when I would see them because they were a rarity. I speak in particular of long-tailed tits and spotted flycatcher, which of course is not a resident, but it's a visitor. Both of those have disappeared. And I think the cats have been the cause of that. If you have a small, well-managed back garden, 40 feet by 40 feet or something like that, of course you can do anything you want there in terms of keeping out creatures. It's impossible in this place. On a property this size, it's so big, there's so many different places that the birds can nest, number one, and the cats can hide, number two. Yeah. That's the beauty of the place. It has this habitat. It has all these scruffy corners, as I would call them. It has a sacrifice patch, which I highly value as a place for bees and birds and other wild creatures. Indeed, we have a resident hedgehog here as well somewhere.
It is great in one sense for the birds, but it's also bad in another sense because it makes it more difficult for you to deal with the cats. So if you were to use, say, one of those ultrasonic devices, you'd need probably 10 of them here in the garden.
Well, that's the reality. The beauty of the place is its wild nature. The shortcoming is that you can't control it. It is wild, and that reality means that it's going to be a hunting ground for cats as long as you don't have another creature, and I would think the dog, to me, would be the most effective deterrent, because he will find the cats, he will move around the place to hunt away the cats.
I have to say, Terry, that all sounds a little bit disappointing.
Well, I can tell you, it was disappointing. It was very sad, because Damien's put so much effort into his garden for decades now, and I was really shocked by the numbers of birds being taken. And wanting to find out more about this type of behaviour, and particularly what can be done about it, I met up with Tara Adcock. Now, Tara, she's the Urban Birds Project Officer with Birdwatch Ireland, and I started off by asking her, how serious is this problem?
Yes, so cats are a serious problem for wild animals worldwide.
Will it cause some species to become extinct?
Yeah, so globally they reckon that approximately 33 species have gone extinct because of...
Already
because of cats, and that figure is likely to be underestimated. Here in Ireland, the problem isn't just cats. It's basically death by a thousand cuts. Our habitats are being destroyed at an increasing and alarming rate, which is pushing a lot of species into our gardens where they're coming into conflict with cats. So when we're looking at problems such as cats or disturbance or anything else, we need to think of it on a landscape kind of scale, like what is happening within the broader landscape and how are these smaller cumulative effects such as cats impacting our wider landscape.
Why do these cats, these domesticated cats, the ones that are kept in and fed by people, why do they go out and hunt?
We can't really blame the cats for this. They're just doing what comes naturally to them. The onus really lies with us. Actually, what's really cool about cat ownership is that it's one of the few things that an individual can actually make a difference with when it comes to environmental stuff. Responsible pet ownership would really involve keeping your cat indoors at all times. Now, some people feel like they can't do that, and it goes against what a lot of people believe, but genuinely that is the best thing that you can, as a cat owner, do for the wildlife in your garden and your surrounding area. There are other things that you can do. Birds are way more vulnerable at dawn and dusk, so you could keep your cat in during those times. They're really vulnerable after periods of bad weather. So if it's been raining heavily or we've had a cold snap, the birds are so intent on feeding after those kind of bad weather periods, because they can tolerate a lot of cold stress, but what they can't do is tolerate a lack of food. So once they have an opportunity to feed after a period of not being able to feed for a while, that's all they think about, and they become way more vulnerable to predators at that time. So after a period of bad weather, keep your cats indoors.
And finally, is there any one deterrent that you have come across in Birdwatch Ireland that works better than most others?
Yes. So there is the Cat Watch. So it's the Royal Society for Protection of Birds over in the UK. They did a 2-year research trial into how effective it is, and they designed it themselves. Basically, what it is an ultrasonic device, and is specifically targeted at the cat's hearing range. So it won't deter wildlife such as hedgehogs from your garden, but it should deter cats from your garden. And they found that it reduces visits into your garden by cats by up to 33%.
So that's really good. May not work for Damien in the case of his large garden, but for those who have smaller gardens, it does work.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And another thing that I just like to say as well for cat owners is that bells on collars actually do work. So again, the RSPB, or the Royal Society for Protection of Birds, they found that a cat with a bell collar catches 40% less birds than a cat without a collar, and 30% less mammals. So there are things that you can do if you own cats and you're determined to let them outside that can help.
Fascinating report. Richard, what do you have to say about this?
Yes, I agree that cats are a threat to birds, and they are no doubt impacting on the bird population. I have a cat for the last 2 decades, different cats, of course, over that time, but I attached bells onto them. The bells tingle, and this is supposed to scare the birds away. Unfortunately, unfortunately, the cats kept on losing their collars with the bells on them. I always wanted to put them on tighter than Barbara, my wife, did. She was inclined to have them fairly loose, in which case they snagged in things.
Well, you don't want to make the cat uncomfortable, and I don't want to be too hard on cats either, to be perfectly honest with you. They're only doing what's in their nature.
Damien himself is not against cats. In fact, he believes they are very important for controlling rodents. However, he does raise an interesting point. As he says himself, man has changed the environment that we live in so much that we owe it to wild creatures to actively manage things, maybe by providing special conditions for certain organisms to allow them to survive. And he too, he likes to see the whole thing brought out and debated.
Well, we've done it before, and here we are doing it again. Terry, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.